The Lord be with you. I am Tim Smith, and I'm calling these few moments together Selah, which is a word from the Hebrew Bible that is, it's something like the railroad crossing sign saying to the reader, stop, look, and listen. And that's a good thing to do during these days of the coronavirus pandemic, for us to stop, to look into God's word, and to listen for what God is saying to us. Today, I want us to look at Psalm 27 and to see what David does when he is facing trouble. And we see that in just the first few verses that this is a time of darkness for David as he is surrounded by his enemies. And then we come down to verse 4, where David tells us his strategy for dealing with trouble. And I think this is really a key to understanding David's life and to understanding his greatness, to see what David does in time of trouble. As in verse 4, David says, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after. One thing. Here is something that David makes the priority of his life. Priority. That means a thing that we do prior to doing anything else. The one thing that is most important to David, he says, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now, keep in mind that as David writes, the temple in Jerusalem, it has not been built. So when David talks about living in the house of the Lord, he's simply talking about being present to God, who is always present to us. One thing I've asked of the Lord. And you know, to get everything else in life and to miss this one thing, it is tragedy. The one thing is to live one's life close to God, to focus one's heart and mind on the God who so loves us. It is to live daily, moment by moment, in God's presence. And not to focus on our fears, not to focus on our problems, but to focus on the beauty of God and to inquire of him. David says, one thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after. I want to live my life close to God. Now, in the next verse, look at what this one thing for David leads to. David's priority leads to protection. As in verse 5, for God will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. David is using imagery that is right out of the ancient Near East and the ancient honor code of hospitality for a traveler. There were no Motel 6s, there were no Hilton Inns, but there was the honor code demanding hospitality for the stranger who shows up at your tent. So when a traveler approaches a tent and simply lays his hand on the flap of the tent, he is to be welcomed into the tent. Food is spread before him. He is provided protection from his enemies. His head is anointed with oil. A table is spread before him in the presence of his enemies. And let me tell you, there was no greater security and comfort than that which was provided for a traveler who presented himself at someone's tent. And so David is picking up on the imagery of hospitality and protection for the traveler when he says, for God will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Instead of being surrounded by enemies, David is high looking down on them. Listen to David as he goes on in verse 6. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in God's tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Note the sequence here. From priority to protection to praise. Now, how can you and I, how can we present ourselves before God's tent for his protection and his provision? Well, I think one of the ways we can do that is a way of praying that's called palms down, palms up. And you can pray palms down, palms up, sitting in a chair, lying in bed, standing, walking. In fact, I invite you to do it with me right now. Palms down. This is where you hold the palms of your hand downward to express your desire to let go into God's hands your worries about what might happen, your feelings of uncertainty, insecurity about where everything is going. And as you hold palms downward, you are saying to God, Father, I let go into your faithful hands all the worries and burdens I'm carrying. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, the apostle Peter has walked with the Lord for years. He says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So palms down, letting go into God's faithful hands. And then after a few moments of holding palms down, let's turn our palms upward. And with palms up, we are symbolically saying to God, Lord, I now receive from you what you have for me today. I receive from your hand your provision, your protection, your peace. The best that I know, I'm laying my hand on your tent flap right now, claiming what I need for this day. That's palms down, palms up, a way of praying that I hope you will take with you into each day. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. On the Pilgrim Way, I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Until next time, thanks for listening.